This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it's the bombastic. Is that another word for loud, Jay?
Yeah, right, okay.
So we'll calm it down. Let's say next week at this time, Jay will have won her second, not the first, well, it's the first one by herself, but she and the girls won a Gracie last year. So in a week, we'll have the opportunity to be in Los Angeles and clap for Jay.
Thank you. Who wins this program.
Yeah. Well, it's a part of the general overall effort here on the Good Day program. All right, let's go to the microbe department, right? Everybody ready? We all have to have a day, a time for microbial discussion. And it happens that the good news today about microbes is that they are digesting plastic. And they can be used. Microbes are the things, among other things. I talk about them as they come out of the rear end of my cows in the poop. The microbes that are in, they come out as part of the digestive process. Cows have four stomachs and lots of different ways to digest the grass and the corn and the things that they eat. They are big on squash and pumpkins. Jay, you know that? Cows love squash, pumpkins, they like brewer's grain.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense, especially because in October, I feel like we're always discussing any kind of wildlife loves pumpkins.
Right.
Toss your pumpkins into the woods for them.
Whatever is going on in the stomachs of cows creates the atmosphere for microbes to grow. And when you, if I'm sure plenty of you, in the summertime, I'm sure you walk around cow pastures and you see the cow poop. And around the cow poop, for depending on how many days it is, the grass is much greener around the cow poop. And that's because it has all these microbes in it that enhance the soil, make it work and do its job and that sort of thing. So there are different kinds of microbes that have been developed over the years. And this is a new kind that eats plastic at low temperatures. There are microorganisms around that are capable of eating the plastic polymer. Those have been used for a while now. Businesses latching on to bioengineering these enzymes that are found in the bacteria, the fungi, if you will, that tackle the plastic pollution problem that we have. I like that for an alliteration.
Mm-hmm,
plastic pollution problem. We have it. It's and there's a need. And it used to be they thought it was you had to heat it up, but now you don't have to.
No,
it
was just hiding in the Alps.
Yeah,
they found
right.
some, and they can do it at low temperatures.
Right.
These microbes, meaning they.
Yes, exactly. Not the people, but where? Why would they bring it into the Alps? They're finding plastic bottles up there. It doesn't seem like anybody would really care about. I think the news here is that the microbes can work in different conditions, but I'm not thinking that there are a lot of plastic bottles and stuff up at the top of the Alps. Is that safe ground to be on here?
You never know. You never know how conscious those climbers are.
I suppose. All right, anyway, so microbes are good. I guess that's the bottom line here. And speaking about good, this whole business, you hear these commercials on my program and other programs around now with focus on AM radio, what is good for. There has been a study released. This is the time of year when the blockbusters come out, right? All those Hollywood movies like Mission Impossible comes out. Is it next week? The week after, it's before the end of May. I know that. And highly anticipated. I'll bet it'll do the same kind of business, box office business, as the last Tom Cruise movie, which came out last year about this time, right?
Yeah, I think it's usually Maverick? Memorial weekend and 4th of July weekend
right.
that are the big ones.
So the study that's been done, that's being sent to the end. Now I think a lot of us have given up on going to the car manufacturers because they're tone deaf Ford, especially the worst among them. So now we're going to Congress, radio groups, advertisers, people like the baseball, the baseball association has gone, the radio baseball association, I forget what they actually call it, but at any rate, all the sports people, because most people listen to sports on the radio on AM band. That's not, in some places it's on the FM, some of the football, but for the most part it's on the AM band. And so this is a place, once again, the government, however, the most interesting part of this controversy is that the federal government is probably going to sue Ford and some of the other manufacturers for some kind of, I forget what the actual verbiage is because I don't play a lawyer on the radio, but there's some violation of the emergency broadcast system. You can't get the emergency broadcast system if you don't have an AM radio. And I don't know. I always thought it was on AM and FM stations. But at any rate, the point is that the feds are getting involved in it, and that's not going to be good for the car manufacturers. They're just not. And why they keep fighting this, figure out a way to make it work and make it work and get off it and get on to something that's more important, for God's sakes. So, speaking of what's more important, the mayor of New York, Mr. Adams, and the New York Police Commissioner, who has not been in any of the TV shows, but he's the real guy. He's not Frank Reagan. His name is Sewell. They have announced plans this week to use robots for policing. This ought to be interesting, right? The rise of the robots.
No. Why can we shut it down? Don't even start this.
Well, that's what they're going to do. There was a big show, and the mayor of New York was there with the commissioner and the manufacturers of this robot talking about the New World Order. Streets being patrolled by highly advanced robots using cutting-edge technology, so says the mayor, to detect and prevent crime before it happens.
Nope. Go and watch the Will Smith movie, I, Robot, and shut this down.
Yeah. Anyway, the people who are making this say that they have signed a contract with the New York Police Department, and then rest of the police around the country are going to take note of this because they say it will transform the security industry and pave the way for your safer future. That's what I say.
Yeah, and so the robots start learning on their own or perceive something.
And they become the criminals.
Yes. No.
Yeah, the robots. Robots, I, Robot, as criminal. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
They need to stop this. Just knock it off, people.
Yep. Adios. Get rid of it. Here's news from Georgia. Family of a rideshare driver kidnapped and murdered in Georgia a couple of years ago finally has some closure. 9 drug traffickers pled guilty. This lady's name was Rosanna Delgado, mother of 2, killed after she was kidnapped by several members of this drug trafficking organization. The mother was lured into a plaza in Atlanta under the guise of going on a shopping trip, but then she was kidnapped by a group and taken to several locations.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband said his wife told him she was dropping off one last passenger. She was an Uber driver, right? Uber.
Yeah, it's a whole human trafficking situation.
Jeez, crow. Imagine that, huh?
If somebody you don't know offers to take you shopping, don't do it. Let's just go with that. Let's just let that be the lesson in this.
Yeah, but you'd think people would be smart enough not to do that. I guess in this day and age, you go into the airport and you hear these obnoxious announcements all the time. If somebody leaves a bag or asks you to take something, who the hell is going to ask you that you don't know is going to ask you to take something on a plane with you? I suppose maybe it's happened. But here, yes. So a couple of the suspects fled to Mexico after they killed this woman. And apparently they went to Mexico to get him. And they were extradited to the United States. 14 people have been indicted on charges in connection with the kidnapping and murder. 9 suspects in custody pled guilty before the trial. 2 people sentenced to life in prison. See, this is why I'm taking a breath here because I'm going to be criticized for saying this. This is the problem with Hispanic surnames. And this is where the prejudice comes from. Whether it's a blanket condemnation or not, this is the kind of stuff that gives people with Spanish surnames a bad reputation. It doesn't make any difference whether it's legitimate or not. It just is the way people think. It's like Middle Eastern surnames. You know, somebody named Muhammad. With some of the ignoramuses in our society, they see that name, send him back where he came from. Well, the same thing happens with the Spanish surnames, where people, you know, this kind of story gets a lot of play. Oscar Manuel Garcia, Juan Rodriguez have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder. You hear these things more often than not when somebody is here illegally. The name that comes to the surface is a Spanish surname name. And the people who are driving around in Southern California or wherever they may be that are here illegally, get into a car drunk, they run over somebody, it's a Spanish surname. And so is this the intelligent way of looking at those people who have Spanish surnames? No, but it's what happens. It's kind of the human condition. It's kind of the way people think. Here's another Georgia story that's not very attractive. A two-year-old girl ran into the path of a car at a parking lot in Georgia.
Isn't that awful?
Good God.
Toddlers can get away from you so stinking
fast. So fast.
So fast.
Yep. They were standing in the parking lot, and the baby just ran out in front of the car. And I guess there were a couple of cars in the same location. Anyway, this is something, I guess there's a warning in this, right?
A lot of people will have their toddler with them holding their hand because they're carrying something else, and then they go to put that in the car thinking the toddler will stay standing right next to them. They turn, they put it in the car really quickly, and they've probably done that time and time again, but it only takes the one time for that toddler to see something they want to run after.
Yeah. So you'll meet young Jasper next Monday night when we have dinner. And he'll be running around the restaurant.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. All right. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's Tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bum, bum, bum. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're working over the social media side of things on Facebook, our Facebook page, and Instagram. The comments are there at Good Day Radio, a show for you to comment on. Here's something inside the Beltway that I want to talk about, some of the responses to our questions, Jay. But Justine Bateman has been talking about artificial intelligence, specifically as to how it may be used in Hollywood. This is part of the strike, the writer's strike. The Writers Guild is concerned, and this is part of the negotiations like never before, because they think that artificial intelligence can be used to write scripts.
Oh, yes. And
maybe it could be.
Yeah, down the line for sure. You can have viewers who they're like, I want a story about this, and I want this person to star in it, and AI can do that. Or I want to watch this movie, but I want to be the star, and AI can put your face on the celebrity's body. And the Writers Guild, writers already are not making a living wage. I can't remember who recently said this, Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers, that you are not, if you are a writer in Hollywood, you are not owed a job. But if you have a job, you are owed a living wage. And I think that's really what they are fighting about. And soon enough, jobs will be very scarce.
Yep. Yeah. So that's why they're having the strike. And Justine Bateman has been on all the late night shows, interviewed by a lot of the Hollywood sorts. The best television channel in Los Angeles for local news is KTLA. It's a very comfortable, very warm, it's a neat, they have a great group of reporters and anchors. A guy named Sam Rubin has been there forever. Anybody in Los Angeles who knows anybody has had an encounter, an interview with Sam Rubin. I actually only met him once when I was on KRLA. I was on KRLA, but that's where Jennifer is now. I was on KABC. And he was just a fun, having a great time. He used to thank his lucky stars that he was able to get to Los Angeles and to get this job. And he's had this job for like 40 years or something. I mean, the guy's been around there since the 90s. And he doesn't look that old, but he gets into, everybody in the business knows him, so he's been doing some reporting that has been different and better than what you get on most of the other crap-filled news stations in Los Angeles. So at any rate, they're trying to get restrictions on AI. And so what, you know, they didn't get them in the negotiations. So that's what they went on strike.
And now they're working through not having access to any really residuals when.
Yeah, right. Which they
should. When it used to just be TV and now it's the streaming and people really aren't getting paid a lot. Only the networks themselves are.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. And when you even think of any job, voiceover, a lot of people are using their voice for things and then they're being replicated and eventually we already see this a little bit with some radio stations are doing this.
Yeah.
The original voice of Siri. She didn't know she was going to be the original voice of Siri. She was hired on to say some things and then her voice was sold because she already relinquished certain rights and
Okay. We asked you to tell us about your weekend. Looking at some of these posts that have come in over the last 24 hours, Fred said he went fishing. Daniel, I got some rain in mid-Texas. Stayed inside, did some housework. That makes good sense. Here's Jeff who grilled bacon. Oh, wait a minute. No, this was bacon-wrapped smoked sausage. What? You put bacon, which is pork, around sausage, which is pork? Huh. Then they put a lot of barbecues. Sounds like a recipe that you'd have at LBJ's Ranch with baked beans and potato salad. Actually, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, it's good. Listen, you gotta have fun. Just think about the ramifications. Eat too much of this stuff. I'm not trying to spoil it for you, but don't eat too much of it. A little goes a long way, I think. That's a great expression, I think.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Defaulting on the nation's debt is just not an option. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Republicans to take the threat of default off the table.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time. To default now would mean crossing a terrible point of no return.
Schumer said default would crash the economy and cost more than 8 million jobs. 950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso, Texas by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations, expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. A completely free IRS e-filing program may be coming soon. The Washington Post reports the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Oh, man, you want to see her.
Talk on the talk.
Yep. Talk on me.
Ba-da-ba-do. Have you heard this before, Jay?
I have not.
No. Jackie Wilson, do you know who Jackie Wilson is or was?
What else? What are some other songs?
Higher and Higher is probably the one he's best known for.
Okay, I know that one, yes.
All right, get that, Jay. James, see if you can find Higher and Higher for those of you like James who probably don't know who Jackie Wilson is either. This is his signature song and the one he was singing when he had a stroke and died on the stage. He was like 38 years old or something. He used to go through the most amazing gyrations when he was singing. His son now is on the road and sings his songbook, and he looks just like his father, kind of acts just like his father, but I think takes better care of himself because he's older than that now. I would think Jackie Wilson's son would be probably in his 50s by now. But
Jackie Wilson died at the age of 49.
He was 49.
On stage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, James, just so people know who we're talking about, crank this up. Oh, my God, what a fabulous song.
Yeah, this song is great.
Every time I hear this, if I'm in the car, the truck or something, windows come down, volume goes up. It's just one of those songs that is the epitome kind of springtime. All right, come on, James, crank it up. Everybody. How can you sit still for this? Can't do it. So, now that we've started off your day, if this is the beginning of your day, on a high note, let's talk about Jamie Foxx for a minute, because there are some new details. I tell you, every time I see a story, there's something about Jamie Foxx I've always liked. His personality, his acting, he's just a likable guy.
He's likable, yes.
Right. So when you hear all of this stuff about him, it's been going on now for a couple of months, what the heck is going on? I click on the story, and most of the time it goes nowhere, because there really aren't any new details, except now there seems to be, except they're keeping it very quiet. He's entered into a rehab center in Chicago, according to a lot of different sources. The unknown medical emergency seems to have been a stroke. His daughter, with whom he is very close, he's got two daughters, and they seem to be staying with him or staying close to him. And so even though nobody really wants to talk about what happened, this facility specializes in stroke recovery. So, hello.
Mm-hmm. And traumatic brain injury.
Right.
Which I think if there was something that happened, some injury,
yeah,
I don't know, there might be more about it. And apparently he has been out of the hospital for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And this just goes to show, Jamie Foxx is a very private person, and the people in his camp understand this and respect that.
Yeah.
And they are keeping sealed lips as well, because the truth is, it's not their story to tell. It's Jamie
when he
tells somebody else that they are permitted to say something. But Corinne did say that he was rushed to the hospital for a medical emergency. Another source has said that he was not transported by ambulance.
Well, with this, and the girls are right about this, the media has run wild with this story. And they, you know, because they haven't cooperated, that is, the family hasn't cooperated, there are all kinds of silly speculations because people seem to drink this stuff up. At any rate, there's supposed to be a new game show that the two of them were doing. He and his daughter were doing that Beat Shazam.
Beat Shazam.
That's a fun show. Now they're going to do a show called We Are Family. And I think they already had put that to bed. A lot of these things are done for the summer season, but they record them, they tape them during the winter months. And so I think that thing is all in the can, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Let's see here. The latest person of note to run for Congress, Sarah Hughes. Remember her? Won gold in the Salt Lake City Olympics about 20 years ago. She says that she wants to run for Congress in New York's 4th Congressional District. She has a degree from Yale, a degree from Penn State. She seems to be someone, I remember her bubbly personality, man. I didn't think it was that long ago that she'd been as a gold medalist in a figure skating competition, but it's been 20 years. So she's about ready to launch her campaign. She filed a run. She lives in Long Island, and she's 38 years old. She's someone who's accomplished a lot with her life, not just a great skater, but she has also been involved in several business ventures. She's now a lawyer, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She works for a New York law firm.
Good for her.
Yeah, is also studying in the School of Business. She'd be somebody who's good.
Yeah,
I guess she's a Democrat. This is a seat held by Anthony Desposito. who is a Republican, and a lot of people are getting restless with him. I thought it was she was running in the district where George Santos is, but that's the third district. Where she's running is the fourth district next to where he is. I would think it would be easier for somebody to beat him.
Well, at this point, one would hope.
Yeah, I know, under the circumstances. Good Lord. Anyway, so she looks like she'd bring a fresh look into Congress, and that's something that we certainly need. We need a lot of help and encouragement to do things the right way. Here's some good news for those of you who use TurboTax. Aha! There is a $141 million settlement from last year that is going to be split between 4.5 million TurboTax customers. And you, if you haven't received a check already, you will pretty soon as part of this settlement. You don't have to file a claim. Intuit that owns TurboTax ordered by the courts to pay $141 million to people who were tricked into paying for tax services. Why would you even go? Why would you use any product? These people are such leeches. I would never use a TurboTax. I would never use Intuit. Never. And they probably advertise. I don't know if I heard of James. Do we have advertising?
I would just be too afraid of doing anything myself in a way.
Yeah.
I just people go to school for this. People have degrees in this. They get certified in.
Right. This is what the CPA is for. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a CPA. Anyway, so if you haven't started, get your check. Supposedly, they're going. This is, by the way, it goes back to using TurboTax when 2016, 2017, 2018, there was advertising that said you were supposed to file free, but it wasn't a TurboTax program, it was an IRS program. And TurboTax then sort of countered, well, we'll help you for free too. For free, hello, ding, ding, ding. We'll help you free. And they didn't. So they were charging out, what was it, $85, I think. And so you'll get the $85 back. All right? Got that? It's like going and buying a ticket to the lottery and winning a scratch for, what, $85? Listen, $85 better in your pocket than somebody else's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is a tank and a half of gas.
Yeah, there you go. This drives me. This is horrible. All right. Mother driving her daughter to pick up a prom dress drives into the they're driving into the parking lot apparently, and gets shot and killed. She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
An innocent bystander in the crossfire between two people who hopefully will go to jail for the rest of their lives. The daughter hears the gunshots. The mother couldn't. She saw that her mother had been hit. Couldn't breathe. She leaned on her daughter's shoulder. They crashed, and that was the end.
Yeah.
So how about that?
There were a couple other people who were shot. It was two cars that were going after each other.
Yeah. Just damn them.
Mm-hmm. And this poor girl, it just to lose her mother at such a young age anyway, but in such a horrific way, and she is going to have that survivor's guilt of why was her mom shot? Why not?
Yeah.
Why wasn't she shot? And also, her mom was, they were going to pick up her prom dress together. Yeah. This, I feel so awful for this family, and especially her daughter.
All right, so here's a couple of other good mom and daughter stories. A mother and daughter helping to save a father from falling into a sinkhole near the Rio Grande River in New Mexico. Let's see here. Heaven Chavez and her mom, Jackie Rodriguez, were on Highway 6. The man, they could hear this guy yelling, calling for help. The lady said her window was down. She heard this cry. So they doubled back around, found that the sidewalk had collapsed, and this guy was riding his bike, had fallen into the sinkhole.
Mm-hmm. And he was with his son. Fortunately, his son didn't fall in.
Yeah, right. So these people stopped and saved him. Mother and daughter, good for them. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Yeah.
And here's a mother and a daughter and a father, actually, graduating. This is cool. They were going to Texas Lutheran University. And this is the first time in the history of the school that a student graduated at the same time as her mother and her father.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Yeah.
Family that studies together.
Yeah.
Stays together.
Graduates together. Ashley Adams, education major, said it was kind of surreal. Who else can say that they went to college with their parents and they were walking on stage with them all at the same time? Apparently, her parents didn't get to finish college because they started the family with her.
Yes, well, and then there were also just better opportunities to obtain at the time for what goals they had, so they went. And I think that we are seeing this a lot where parents who didn't go to college or went to college but didn't graduate with a degree, once their kids are out of the house and maybe starting college themselves, that gives them a little bit of that boost of like, you know what, I want to go get my degree too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So good for them. All right, so here's something not so good. A mother hiding 3 pounds of cocaine, pretending that she's fake. So she's got a belly bag full of cocaine.
Yeah.
Tried to get away from the police, didn't work. So they were disguising the drugs in a pregnant pouch. 3 pounds of this stuff. How much is that worth on the market?
Oh, I have no idea. But yeah, this is just the fake pregnant bellies. They used it to their advantage. She looked pregnant. Got busted.
So I wonder what it was that caused them to be suspicious. That would be what I'd be interested in knowing. Why are the deputies, apparently they found some marijuana in her. Yeah, and they would have a sniffing dog. Yeah, right. So crime doesn't pay as far as that lady is concerned. It's, where are we, 48 after here on Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Three after the hour, Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor and GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. People come from all over the country. Was it last week or the week before? We were talking about this lady that came down who listens to us up in Alaska, came to see you. How'd that work out? Is she okay?
Yeah. Oh, great. I saw her twice, and she's in her high 80s, like 87, 88.
Mm-hmm.
And she just couldn't be happier because she stood up straight, walked with significantly reduced pain.
Right.
But right after I saw her, I saw some fellow from Montana. So my last two patients were both out of state.
And they both came listening to this program.
Well, of course.
Other than Abbott, Montana. Okay, so that's the story. Dr. Jack fixes whatever there is that needs to be fixed.
You.
Find out. Go to Jack's website, jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com, and figure out what the heck is going on in your body by having Jack work you over. One of the interesting things as we look back on the podcasts that are available, they have so many different places to get information. Good Day Health, Jack and Ken both do an hour of Good Day Health, the podcast that are basically a summary of the conversations. Jack, in the most recent podcast, gives you a step-by-step detail on how you can conduct your own in-home allergy test, which would be pretty cool because this has been a horrible year for allergy problems. So check that out. All these the podcasts are available without charge at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have had somebody who sent me a note and wanted to know more about autism. There was a story about a youngster who's graduating. This is graduation time. So a college valedictorian who hasn't spoken at all in her life because of autism delivered a commencement speech using the technique you print and put it up on a screen. And I guess when I saw that, I thought we ought to talk a little more because it does seem to be an epidemic. Autism, ADHD, that sort of thing. You have some strong feelings about what causes that, Jack, I know.
Well, 20 years ago, the rate for autism was 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now here in Utah, it's 1 in 35 for boys and about 1 in 40-something for girls. But it's below 50 nationwide. One in 50 births are going to end up with autism. During the developmental processes in utero, mom is exposed to so many toxic chemicals. Now, the EPA has identified over 30,000 toxic materials that are in our environment that weren't there 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Involved with hair care, hand cleaning, stuff around the house, stuff on the farm, stuff in our cars, stuff in our schools, everywhere, all this cleaning stuff. Not just cleaning stuff, but all other kinds of chemicals that Mother Nature
disinfectants. We went crazy with hand sanitizers and that sort of stuff during COVID. And that stuff can't be good for you, and you wonder about other
also,
things.
There's also some information that indicates that a woman taking acetaminophen during pregnancy has a higher chance of an autistic child. Wow. Now, vaccines get a lot of the blame, and there's substantial evidence for that. But it's not just vaccines, because there are unvaccinated kids who are now starting to develop some autism in the last few years after birth. They seem to be fine, but a year, two, three, four, 5 years after birth, they start developing some autistic tendencies because they're picking up some kind of environmental poison that's toxic to the central nervous system. And especially with a developing brain, it's very difficult to back down out of it. Now, you can. GAPS is one of the most powerful influences out there, the gut and psychology syndrome of Dr. McBride out of Oxford, England, has a dietary program. Just called GAPS. You probably search GAPS.com. Mary and I are GAPS practitioners, in fact, trained by Dr. McBride. So to rebuild the microbiome of these children before they get too old, before they get into their secondary sexual development. So in at least the first decade of life, there's a good chance to reverse a lot of this. But it's simply the environmental poisons that did not exist 20 years ago in our environment. And 20 years ago, we're talking about the beginning of the new century.
Yeah, this is not
a long time ago. That's how recent we're talking. Yeah.
So one of the things, when I hear you talking about that, I think about this product Balance 7 that improves the acidic and alkaline balance in your body. I know that you are a strong believer. That's the GAPS thing. And so anybody who's interested in having their body balanced out, you might call 800-793-9039 and get the deal to balance your body with Balance 7. All right, Jackson, thank you. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health Program, now 59 past the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.